They keep moving up, moving up, moving up. Mm-hmm. And did you ever think you'd see Shiloh Christian competing in the same conference with Fort Smith Southside? You know, they might be down a little bit, but, man, they've won state championships, Arkansas's highest classification, and then Greenwood as well. So I think that's a big storyline. Shiloh Christian, hey, let's see how they do.
Those two open up conference season against each other. Rick, we might as well just go ahead and get our spot now for that one because
– Absolutely.
Man, Greenwood and Shiloh. It is high school football time in Northwest Arkansas in the River Valley, and the Prep Rally Podcast is back for another season.
You're watching the Prep Rally Podcast.
Welcome, welcome to the Prep Rally Podcast. And just like our football section cover says, we're back. Graham Thomas here with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm joined in our studio by the one and the only Rick Fiers. And in the River Valley, Leland Barclay is with us as always. And guys, it's good to be back. Ricky Fiers, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I anticipate this. I mean, you know, football is my favorite sport by far. I don't care in NFL, high school, college, even little kids on Saturday. So I'm raring to go. What year is it, 2024? Seems like I've been doing this 83 years. So I'm ready to go. Let's go.
2024. Leland, how you doing over there?
Great. It's only year 42 for me. So Rick's got me by a few.
All right. Well, guys, you know, it's been a busy offseason, and, you know, football really got going for us a couple of you know, just a few weeks ago when we started working on our football sections. I want to show these to our audience here. In my left hand over here, we have the River Valley Democrat Gazette football section, which was so well done with even a little bulldog on the front,
yes.
The feature on the Archer Brothers. And then in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette on Sunday, we had our Prep Rally football preview. If you get a chance, look at these. These are our guys did a great job on these, and truly the sign that football season is here whenever these things start coming out. So we were excited, and, you know, in particular, you know, the cover story was on Tommy Tice and Doug Lockridge.
The Geezer Gazette, what I've been told.
The Geezer Gazette.
Yeah, two old guys coming back to the sidelines.
So we were excited to do those stories, and, of course, the Archer Brothers from Greenwood and – you know, what a show they're going to put on this year. So without further ado, though, we're going to jump right into the Gimme Five for the River Valley and Leland. Gimme Five on what the top five storylines of football season are going to be in the River Valley.
Well, the Gimme Five edition, preseason edition of football in the River Valley. Number one, it starts with, of course, the Greenwood Bulldogs. And it starts with them because, really, is there anybody that's going to be able to not only beat the Greenwood Bulldogs, but even compete with them? This is going to be one of those offenses that, you know, when we look back at offenses through the years, we think about the 2005 Springdale Bulldogs with Mitch Mustaine, you know, Mustaine Mania, as we called it then.
Yep.
Boonville 2 years ago ran for a state record rushing yards for a team in a season. And then the Bryant team from 3 years ago that rushed for 3,000 yards and threw for 3,000 yards, which was just an incredible achievement. Well, I think this Greenwood Bulldog offense can be very similar to that one or any of those. It's going to be prolific, to say the least. Then number two, Fort Smith Northside returns to the West. So even without McLean Moody, you know, the possibilities of them in the West after being in the Central, you know, I think they can finish anywhere from, gosh, third to sixth maybe in that conference.
It's like, welcome back to the West,
then,
Grizzly
Bears. And
then
Southside, of course, comes down from the 7A West into the 6A West with, as Coach Kim Dameron said, a lot of new faces in a new league. So we'll see what that holds for them this year as well. And then the 3A1, one of my favorite conferences to watch and to cover. And this year it is just going to be a great conference to cover. It's not just a one or two team race in the 3A1. And how about the quarterbacks in that conference? It's going to be one of the most quarterback-driven conferences in the entire state with returning starters. You know, we could list every single one of them almost that's going to have a huge bearing on those teams. And then, of course, number five, it's kind of a toss-up between the 5A West and where do the Alma Airedales fit in, and then the 2A1 and where does Johnson County Westside and Mountainburg fit in that conference, which is going to be tough as well.
It, just like any year, you know, there's so many storylines to – we could probably spend a whole podcast on every one of them. Greenwood, no doubt. I mean, I'm kind of with you, Leland. I don't know who's going to be able to do it, and that's in the entire classification of 6A. You know, you talk about north side going back to the west. You talk about south side going down to 6A West. I mean, that's no easy task for them either. It's going to be a real challenge, and I'm with you. If you find me a more fun conference than the 3A1, then I'm there for it, because they have got just some really good football teams. The state champions come out of there the last several years, and shoot, it may again this year. We don't know. You know, we're in scrimmage week this week, Leland, so this will kind of move us into our River Valley sports report for this week. But, you know, we've got scrimmages to talk about. We got volleyball cranking up, and just, you know, everything is truly kind of getting started this week after a kind of a slow first half of August.
Everything's gearing up. I know in volleyball, the teams are playing scrimmage games this week, and then the season actually begins next Monday, the 26th. Oklahoma softball has already started, and, you know, that's two of the best teams in Oklahoma are from the River Valley, Poto and then Pecola, both of them off to great starts as well. And then golf, Alma and Van Buren went up to the Springdale golf tournament and had a very good showing there. So, like you said, it is the school year, and especially the sports school year, is definitely here upon us.
Now, you know, you got some – it's Tuesday as we film this, and we've got some scrimmages. You went to a scrimmage just this last Monday night with Alma and Southside. What'd you think?
The Alma Airedales, as was picked in the preseason, will not finish fifth in the 5A West. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. And I guess I'm jumping ahead to the predictions. So, you know, but I'm making one already that the Alma Airedales are not going to finish fifth in the 5A West.
Well, who picked them fifth?
I think it was one of the statewide publications.
Oh, okay.
Well, and technically, wasn't it the coaches, though? I mean, they,
I guess
coaches,
so.
The
I guess that
the
is
ones
the coaches
who filled out
poll.
That form.
Oh, yeah, the coaches do it, yes.
So, you know, I mean, I'm sure they were quite motivated when they saw that. Of course, you only got to see Southside. Southside's got some work to do, is what it looks like from everything
I
read.
They're very young, but the thing about a young, inexperienced team with good coaches, they will improve. And they do have a good quarterback. You know, he's like a lot of them, he's going to be a rookie this year. But I think the potential is one of those words that gets thrown around in sports a lot. But, again, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do in the 6A West, because the 6A West is so – it's kind of unusual because we really don't keep up with Lake Hamilton much. We don't see them during the summer. Russellville, we see some during the summer, but, you know, we don't get a real good feel for them. I didn't see Mountain Home at all this summer in any of the 7-on-7 or team camps that I went to. And then there's Siloam Springs, like you said already – a new coach. So there's just a lot of unknowns going into the 6A West, which makes it a really, interesting year in that conference.
Yep. So the Barclay scrimmage tour continues Tuesday evening, and you'll have Van Buren and Farmington. And then I know on Thursday you're heading over to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, to see Northside in that scrimmage along with Rogers and Bentonville West. And then on Friday, just escapes my mind where you're going. It's an Oklahoma school. But,
well, I haven't decided yet. I may go to Salisaw because Salisaw is going to be really, really, really good this year under Coach Brandon Tyler. And then I may go to Stigler to watch Pecola, which has, of course, Coda Terrell. Terrell, who's being recruited by a lot of big-time schools, too. So I'll make that decision. It may be Friday before I make that decision.
It may
decision.
Be a game time decision is what I'm hearing. So
it might be.
Well, I know this is probably one of the weeks you look forward to so much because you get to see football almost every day of the week. So that's a fun week for you. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will jump on to the Northwest Arkansas Top 5, our sports report with the great Rick Fiers. We'll be back.
If you're enjoying this podcast, consider a newspaper subscription to the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette or the River Valley Democrat Gazette. We have a special offer for our podcast listeners, so visit nwaonline.com/nwapodcast to get started. You can also click the subscribe button on our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com, or call us at 479-684-5509 and be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Now back to the show.
And we're back with the Prep Rally Podcast. Well, Rick Fiers, we are going to get your top five storylines for this football season with Northwest Arkansas schools.
You know what? This could be almost any year. When you win a state championship, the next year they're going to be gunning for you. So I got to start with our Fayetteville Bulldogs. Not only did they win a state championship in Arkansas's highest classification, they went 13-0, went undefeated for the first time since, like, I think it was 1957, but the first time in the playoff era. So what an accomplishment by the Bulldogs. But, man, oh, man, you think they might ease up on us? No. They're starting off at Cabot. Then I think they go to Broken Arrow, and then they come back home, their home open against Texas High, Texas. This is not Texarkana, Arkansas, used to be really good, Razorback. This is Texas High, Texas. So they could lose more games in the first two or three again than they all year last year. So I think that's just, and they can respond to the pressure. I think Casey Dick really got it going over there. So that's my number one. Number two, we had this guy kind of like me just laying around under air conditioner eating a mayonnaise sandwich, and boom, all of a sudden they get a call. Farmington for JR leaves, go into private business, and here come Tommy Tice. Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame coach Tommy Tice. So he accepts the role over as the new the replacement at Farmington. He's the cover boy on our Prep Rally podcast right there. Like I said, somebody said the Gazette or Gazette, however you say that. But
tongue twister for sure.
But after, reading this, I didn't realize Tommy Tice said he's just not a temporary replacement. He plans on being there 4, 5, maybe 6, 7 years. I don't know. But that's going to be fun seeing him on the sideline. Hey, and we start circling games. How about this game? October 4th, Harrison at Farmington.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that today. I was like, boy.
Wow. Where Tommy Tice made his Hall of Fame career right there at Harrison. So that, hey, I got dibs on that. I don't know what you got planned for me, but I want that game. Let's go to number three. I've been around a long time, like Leland, and you've been here too. I remember the days when Shiloh Christian just romping all over these little bitty small schools where they wouldn't even play him again. But now, because of the equity factor of the private schools, they keep moving up, moving up, moving up. Mm-hmm. And did you ever think you'd see Shiloh Christian competing in the same conference with Fort Smith Southside? You know, they might be down a little bit, but, man, they've won state championships at Arkansas's highest classification. And then Greenwood as well. So I think that's a big storyline. Shiloh Christian,
hey,
let's see how they do.
Those two open up conference season against each other. Rick, we might as well just go ahead and get our spot now for that one because
– Absolutely.
Man, Greenwood and Shiloh.
We can double team that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, number four. One of the teams that really shot up and gained some statewide recognition was the Elkins Elks. You know, when I was working in other parts of the state, and I never heard of Elkins, but here they are coming off a school record, 13 wins, and, you know, they got beat by the eventual state champion, Harding Academy, but they were really, really good. Now the Elks have to replace Dizzy Dean, Deshaun Chairs, two all-state guys who are playing in college right now. And the question is, are they going to maintain that 10, 11, or are they going to slip down to 7, 8, 9? So that's to be determined. And I got to go back to one of my favorite guys, Danny Absher, over at Prairie Grove. They're back in 4A. Prairie Grove, you know, they did okay. They went, I think, 11-2 overall in a couple years playing in the 5A West, very good conference. And I went over there for the picture day, and, you know, somebody had maybe a Hooten book where or maybe, yeah, the coaches pick it, and Prairie Grove was picked second. And somebody said, wow, but Prairie Grove said, man, I guess they forgot about us. So Prairie Grove has some incentive. They're ready to get back into 4A1 and show them that, you know, they own that league, not the old Elks. So that'd be fun to watch there.
I did find that fascinating that Prairie Grove was picked second in the 4A1.
Yep.
But, you know, and that just kind of leads us into our Northwest Arkansas Sports Report. You know, we've had some weeks here as we've been getting ready for these football tabs to kind of look at this kind of stuff. And, you know, if you think about it, Prairie Grove really did kind of hold their own in the 5A West. So, you know, it wouldn't at all surprise me if they win the league. I mean, it's just not, you know, they're just not going to roll over for Elkins, and neither are the other teams in that league.
Now, Danny did say, I said, man, because I look around town over there, and they're building everywhere in Prairie Grove. And I said, y'all going to be back in 5A pretty soon, maybe next cycle after that. He said the biggest thing was the depth, that they didn't have that depth. And he said the families moving out, they're real young families, but, you know, they get up to middle school, then high school. But he said it'd be tough on them. Eventually, they're going to be a good 5A program, but it may take a while.
You know, Rick, we got to host a lot, you know, just about all these Northwest Arkansas schools up here for Media Day a few weeks ago. And got to, I'm sure you got to visit with just about all the head coaches, and I did too. And, man, there's going to be a lot of good football teams and a lot of good football players in this area, you know, and in the River Valley. And, you know, coming, you know, narrowing it down to who's going to be able to win these leagues and conferences and all that, it's no easy task. And you think about the 7A West and, you know, what Fayetteville's going to try and do. I mean, I think it'd be just not fair at all to ask them to go undefeated again, but you know they're going to be good. And then you got Bentonville over here to kind of laying in the weeds,
yep.
You know, and but yet the coaches picked Bentonville to win the conference. So
yeah, and, you know, and they've done it perennially. They've been the conference champions, but – you know, Fable had one of them dynamic years last year, and we'll see how it goes.
We're going to it was alluded to earlier when Leland mentioned the Springdale Bulldog Red Dog Invitational, the golf tournament. So that was Monday the 19th out at Springdale Country Club, and the Fayetteville Bulldog boys won that tournament. You know, there's a lot of good golf teams in this area. The Rogers Mounties are the defending state golf champions, and they finished like fifth or something yesterday, and they've got a lot of good golfers, so we were able to see some things there. The Lady Wildcat Invitational was the week before that, and you know, the Rogers Lady Mounties, who were, you know, they're all sophomores, but they're all really good players. They won that one. So, you know, golf season now is officially underway. The Lady Wildcat and the Red Dog is usually kind of the official start, because that's when all the conference teams in the 7A West or the 6A West are together here for that. Now, Rick, you had the tennis preview a couple weeks ago, and, you know, Fayetteville, Bentonville, it's kind of the same song, different verse for them, but they're the two dominant programs in this area.
Yeah, but, man, that's just why the Rogers Herod is really good, too. And so we're just going to – I think it starts next week. We got a big meet next week, and we'll get that rolling. They're just a little bit behind – golf, but they get that rolling. And, you know, just talking to coaches, everybody, of course, this time of year, all sports are all optimistic, and we just see how it starts playing out.
The volleyball teams up in this area, they're going to be scrimmaging this week, and then I know come Monday the 26th is when the season starts, and a big one will be Greenwood at Fayetteville. And you have a – Greenwood was the 5A state runner-up and really – could have easily have won the state championship and lost in a 5-set match. They're going to play at Fayetteville, defending 6A champion Fayetteville. And our guy, Paul Boyd, nobody covers volleyball like Paul Boyd does.
Nope, that's for sure.
And he's, you know, I think later this week you'll see in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette a big preview section for volleyball. And so, but again, a lot of good volleyball teams up here and in the River Valley. So, and then, you know, once those get going a little bit, we get into football season, then cross country cranks up. And then before you know it, we'll be into basketball. So, you know, the...
We're going to be busy, but it's a fun busy, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Absolutely.
The season really starts flying then. So, all right. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we are going to see who you got.
What'd that mean?
Stay on top of all Arkansas Razorback sports with a Digital Plus subscription on the Hogs Illustrated app. Get complete Razorbacks coverage in one location. Your subscription gives you 20-plus issues of Hogs Illustrated magazine, the most unique and compelling coverage anywhere in the state, plus total access to all the content on WholeHogSports.com, including breaking news, commentaries, analysis, features, recruiting, award-winning photos, and premium message boards. Subscriptions start at just $17 per month. Join the Hog Sports Network team at subscribe.waco.com. That's subscribe.wehco.com. Or call 479-684-5509 to get your front row seat to Arkansas Razorback Sports. Go Hogs!
All right, we're back with the Prep Rally Podcast, and we are introducing our new segment this year, Who You Got? Who You Got? And, you know, on a typical week-by-week basis, it's going to be the games that are being played this week. Well, we don't have any games to pick just at this very moment, but there are a lot of things we can predict. So what we're going to do is we're going to go by classification, and I'm going to get the conference champion of the conference that we're covering up here, and then we'll also go for the state champion in that classification. So we will start with 2A, and I'll start us off on this one, the 2A1 conference. You know, I'm going to go with Bigelow and, you know, defending state champion Bigelow and not picked to win that conference this year. I think Conway Christian was picked to win that conference, mm-hmm. but you know what? I think there's something to be said about once you've done it, you know, that gives you a little bit of, tradition and a little bit of,
can do
mojo to you. So, and Bigelow returns 8 starters on defense. I'm going Bigelow, 2A1 conference champion. Leland, who you got?
Absolutely, I agree. You know, state champions don't go down easily. I say Bigelow.
Rick, who you got?
I got Hector for no other reason than that's where my friend, co-worker, Henry Apple's from.
I thought he was from Dover. Okay.
Close enough.
Class 2A state champion. This one was tough. You know, that level of football, we don't have a whole lot of 2A schools up this way, and we don't get to see them as much, but, through my research this morning, you know, there were a lot of tempting ways I could have gone Junction City. I could have gone Bigelow or Hector or Conway Christian, but I'm going Mineral Springs Class 2A champion. Leland, who you got?
I agree. You know, Junction City's hard to pick against. Conway Christian is the consensus pick to win the 2A1, but I'm going back with Bigelow.
Oh, repeat championship. I like it.
Yes.
All right, Rick Fires, Class 2A state champion. Who do you got?
I'm going with the East Poinsett County Warriors, which is in Lepanto, home of the famous Terrapin Derby. I've been there. I've lost money on betting on the little turtles. You know, they're just kind of like cats. They go all over the place. But I'm going to get my $2 back on the East Poinsett County Warriors winning state championship, 2A.
All right. So that wasn't so bad. Now, was it, guys? All right. We're going to move into Class 3A here. And, you know, we've already talked about it once on this podcast, how much fun the 3A1 conference is to cover and on a you know, week-in, week-out basis. So it was really, really difficult to pick a conference champion. You know, you could have gone Boonville, you could have gone Charleston, who's won it before, you could be the you could have gone with Mansfield or even one of the sleeper picks, but you know what, who you got? I'm gonna go with Charleston to win the 3A1 conference. I like Coach Ricky May and what he's doing, so give me Charleston. Who you got, Rick Fires?
I'm gonna go Charleston. To me, there's only two picks, right? Boonville or Charleston. I'm going Charleston.
All right. Leland, who you got? 3A1.
I am going the Mansfield Tigers to win only their second outright conference championship in school history.
Wow, I like that. I wanted to go Mansfield.
They've got a veteran quarterback coming back and Jeremy Strozier. And I know Charleston's got Carter Little, Boonville's got Jay Schwartzman. One of the most exciting quarterbacks in the conference is going to be Bryson Hamilton from Hackett. So it's going to be a knockdown dragout every night in that conference, and it may end up in a three-way tie. Who knows? But I think Mansfield has what it takes to win their second conference championship in school history.
If we end up in a three-way tie, is it possible we could all meet at the gas station in Waldron and flip quarters and all that deal and to see who gets in the championship or how, you know, I love stuff like that. Okay. State champion, Class 3A. You know, again, a lot of good teams out of the 3A1 conference, so – guys, don't hate me. I'm gonna leave out of the 3A1 conference, and my 3A state championship pick is gonna be a team that is moving down from Class 4A. I'm going with the Rivercrest Colts out of Wilson, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
To win Class 3A. Rick Fiers, who you got, Class 3A champion?
I got the Prescott Curly Wolves, and because I saw them at the track meet, my goodness, those Curly Wolves can go. They got a lot of speed. Something that a lot of these teams up here north don't have, but you know, they got a block and tackle, but man, that speed factor. I'm going Prescott, and they got a lot of tradition.
Yeah, they almost won a state title last year, losing to Boonville in the state finals. Class 3A state champion Leland Barclay, who you got?
Boy, it came down to almost a coin flip, and I agree with you, Graham. Rivercrest dropping down from 4A to 3A is certainly a favorite, but again, I'm going back with, and it's kind of a safe pick, Prescott.
All right, so two Prescotts and one Rivercrest. All right. Moving on to the Class 4A, so we got two conferences in Class 4A we need to pick the winner of here. The 4A1, once again, I'll start us off here. You know, as much as, you know, you want to try to say there's going to be a sneak pick in the 4A1, I mean, I don't know how you can go against Elkins. I mean, you know, they are they're going to be really, really good again. And so I'm going Elkins. And then the Class 4A4, you know, we've got Ozark, and you got a lot of good teams from that conference. I think Ozark moving in with Kobe Wilbanks. I'm going to go Ozark in Class 4A4. So, Leland, what do you say on 4A1 and 4A4?
Yeah, the 4A1, I mean, I get it. Everybody, you know, Elkins is kind of everybody's, pick for, you know, based on the last couple of years. And I think based on the last couple of years and what Prairie Grove was able to do in the 5A West and go in there and be competitive, dropping down. You know, they've seen the way their style of football and what they've been through the last 2 years. I like Prairie Grove to win the 4A1 and feel pretty confident about it. 4A4, again, Ozark, it's hard to go against Ozark any year. And like you said, Kobe Wilbanks, a returning starter at quarterback and really going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the state. He's really good. And I think Lamar is going to finish much better in that conference than what kind of the conference coaches have picked too. I think Lamar's going to be up there too because Caleb Green, another quarterback that's real good, that's returning for them. So I see Ozark edging out Lamar, and that's going to be a classic game between those two. You know, they met in the playoffs last year, mm-hmm. and Ozark won. This year they're reunited in the same conference, but I think Ozark wins it.
All right, Rick, rapid fire, who you got?
Man, I got to follow up with Leland. I'm going to go Prairie Grove. Like I heard him say, hey, they forgot about us. No, Prairie Grove in the 4A1, Ozark, you can't go against Ozark in 4A4.
All right, Class 4A state champion. So, you know, I'm taking the easy road out here, boys, but it's Warren Lumberjacks for me, boys.
Same way, I got to go Warren.
Leland, who you got, Class 4A?
Warren Lumberjacks, remember this combination, Jackson Denton and Antonio Jordan.
All right. Well, we'll remember those guys for sure. Now we're moving on up into the big boys a little bit. So Class 5, the 5A West Conference. And, you know, Farmington seems to be a consensus overall pick, but I'm gonna break the chain here a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to go with the Harrison Goblins to win the 5A West Conference. They're picked third by the coaches to win the conference, but you know, Harrison, they've they've just been kind of laying in the weeds. I know I say that a lot. I'm going to say it again. Harrison's laying in the weeds over there in the mountains, and they are my pick to win the 5A West. Rick, what you
say? So you're saying they're going to come over there and beat Farmington at Farmington?
I'm
going again, you on that. I've got Farmington.
Farmington. All right. Leland, who you got, 5A West?
Well, I'm going to go with team number three then and pick the Alma Airedales. And
oh, wow.
Some of that is based on the scrimmage game from Monday night. They looked really good offensively and defensively. I mean, they've got skill players all over the place. Israel Towns Robinson is going to be unstoppable at running back this year. He had 8 carries for 146 yards and touchdown carries of 69 and 47 yards on Monday night in that scrimmage game. So I think the Alma Airedales. Now, that could be another one of those conferences that comes down to a tiebreaker as well. But, man, how big is that Week 10, Alma versus Farmington?
Oh, man. Well, you know, it came down to Week 10 last year in that conference. So can we all just agree, Class 5A, who you got is going to be Little Rock Park for you?
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to waste our time.
They may be the best team in the state. Goodness. So, Leland, I know you're
excited. I think the who you got for that is who are second. They going to beat in the state championship game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're unanimous on that one, and maybe on this one too. 6A West, you know, and look, who you got? I got Greenwood to win the 6A West.
Yep, me too.
But I'll tell you what, I do think Shiloh Christian is going to score a lot of points on 6A West teams, and it wouldn't all surprise me if Shiloh were to find a way to beat Greenwood. But right now, who you got? I got Greenwood in the 6A West.
Me too.
Leland,
absolutely. Yeah. I think the who do you have is probably who you got is probably who do you have that is going to stay on the field with them the full amount of time and not get mercy ruled. And it may be Shiloh Christian. What time on Friday night is the deadline, by the way?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well,
you guys may need to keep that in mind.
Right.
When you cover that Greenwood Shiloh Christian game.
Special rules for the people on that one. So I'm assuming we're in agreement. Greenwood is going to be the 6A West champion. All right. Or the Class 6A champion as well, Greenwood. And then that leaves us with the Class 7A, kind of the saving the main event for last. And, 7A West, you look at Fayetteville, you look at Bentonville. Bentonville West and Rogers are going to be in the mix, but I'm going to go with the 7A West coaches. I'm going to go with the Bentonville Tigers to win the 7A West Conference. Rick, who you got?
I got Fayetteville.
Yeah?
Delamar, I think he's going to be like Centennia. I know he's going to play baseball. He is, they got a new quarterback, and they got stars all over the field. So I'm going Fayetteville, 7A West.
Leland, who you got, 7A West?
Bentonville. They're going to have a good quarterback, as they always do. Coach's son this year. Plus, they run the ball and they play defense.
Yeah, they do.
Yep, and part of the big thing, the big knock we had on Fayetteville for a good bit of the year last year was their running game, and they got that together, and I think that's what helped them win the state
title. Absolutely,
yeah. So, all right, Class 7A state champion. So, we talked about Bentonville, Fayetteville. There is always Bryant. But, boys – I am going for the Class 7A state champion. I'm going with the Conway Wampus Cats, Buck James. They're going to get it done this year.
And they got to move in at quarterback too, don't they?
They do.
They do.
So, Leland, who do you got, 7A champion?
Well, and I'm with you. I think the power in the state's largest classification returns to the Central Conference this year. And it's based on the fact that, like Rick alluded to, Conway has a moving quarterback, very good, Grayson Wilson. Mm-hmm. Bryant has a 3-year starter returning at quarterback, Jordan Walker. So based on those two things, I think not only the power of the state's largest classification returns to the central part, I think those two teams will meet for the state championship. Because last year, Bentonville and Fayetteville had the quarterback advantage with Drake Lindsay and Carter Nye.
Mm-hmm.
And those two guys were a big part of them getting to the state championship. I think this year it's Jordan Walker and Grayson Wilson getting those two teams. And I've got to go with Bryant because, again, like Bentonville in the West, Bryant runs the football, they'll have 2,000-yard rushers this year to go along with Jordan Walker.
All right, so we got Conway, Bryant, Rick Fires. Who you got?
I just what he was talking about, 3-year starter at quarterback. I got Bryant, a combined 16 starters, include 9 on defense. You got to play some defense, win state championships. I think Bryant is back, and for the Hornets, I got them.
All right, all you 7A West football teams, you hear that? We're all going with the Central, so we'd love to be proven wrong.
Not like they hadn't won before.
All right. Well, folks, that's going to wrap up our first Prep Rally podcast of the season. You can hear our podcast or anywhere where you get your podcasts or watch on NWAOnline.com and YouTube. And, boys, we're going to sign off for this one. We'll be back next week to talk about all the Week Zero games and recap some of the scrimmages. And, you know, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. So, for Leland Barclay in the River Valley and Rick Fires here in the studio, I'm Graham Thomas. We love you.
You're watching the Prep Rally Podcast.